This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 64 for Thursday, September 16th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Thursday after spending most of the session higher, but could no longer fend off the pressure from weaker Chicago soy oil. The November canola contract loses $4.30 at $8.75.50 per ton. The January contract is also down $4.30 at $8.67.50 per ton. A trader says that the canola market is in need of fresh news, and that could be the current situation in Brazil. The drought-stricken country is waiting for seasonal rains. Should those fail to arrive, that would push up Chicago soy oil and in turn canola. He also says the current supply situation with canola is no longer as tight as it was a few weeks ago. Saskatchewan reports that 74% of its major crops are harvested, with the combining of canola at 54% complete. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 78.87 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.05. In the weekly export sales report, the United States Department of Agriculture says total soybean sales for the week ending September 9th are almost 1.27 million tons. Total soy meal export sales are nearly 139,000 tons, and total oil sales are 4,400 tons. The USDA reports total corn sales of almost 249,000 tons. Wheat export sales hit a marketing year high at just over 617,000 tons. The department also reports a private sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China with delivery during this marketing year. That said, China is looking for alternative sources of soybeans as U.S. exports out of the Gulf of Mexico are still being curtailed due to the damage caused by Hurricane Ida. One report cites China apparently buying 360,000 tons of soybeans from Brazil. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Thursday. The November contract is up 1.5 cents at $12.96 per bushel. December soy oil drops 1.53 cents at 56.84 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal gains $4.50 at $3.44.10 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Thursday. The December contract is down 4 cents at $5.29.50 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the December contract rising 12 cents at $5.51.50. Wheat futures are higher on Thursday. Chicago December edges up a penny at 7.13. Kansas City December rises 4.5 cents at 7.20.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December gains 2 cents at 9.07. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, September 16th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.